It's like magic. A Transformers Harry Potter crossover, written by DeLessa and read by Katana. Luna looked at the scientist in a doubtful manner. He was well-intentioned, she would give him that. But she could not bring herself to trust him. He was more prone to making his scientific potions explode than Ron Weasley was with potions. In her estimation, that took some real work. She gave him a sideways glance as she entered the room.
What did you need, Wheeljack?
I need your help.
With?
An experiment.
Luna blinked her bright blue eyes up at him, wondering if he was joking.
Don't you think Perceptor would be better equipped for that?
No, I'm sure I need your help. It's about your magic. I'm sure I've found the source. Somehow you people have mutated.
Stop right there. Did you just call me a mutant?
What? No. I was just saying that you have developed the ability to manipulate Electro.
Then please explain wands or brooms.
I...
Exactly. It's magic. Can't you just leave well enough alone?
The fins on Wheeljack's helmet flickered.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean. It isn't my nature. I will help you if you want, she finally said, and hoped it didn't end in tragedy. So, what are we working on, then?
His fins brightened.
Let me show you, he said in an excited tone.
She watched him pull out a little petri dish.
I have discovered the source of your magic.
What? Wheeljack!
There was a series of loud and resounding pops that sounded through the base. Luna watched in horror as 5 cloaked figures apparated into the lab. The one in charge was recognized immediately. She would know that messy brown hair and lightning bolt scar anywhere. Although the glasses had changed, he was not so different than their school days. Luna sighed, watching Ars swarm the lab, and she imagined the premises.
Hi, Harry!
She waved at her former classmate, looking sheepish and sighed. Just what they needed, the attention of the Ministry of Magic, as if the American government wasn't enough. Wheeljack looked about him, optics wide.
There are some things we don't talk about, Harry Potter said in a firm tone, his wand leveled at the Autobot.
Damn it, Wheeljack, what is going on? There are...
Michaela stepped into the lab.
A bunch of weird people in my lab, she finished lamely.
Harry rolled his eyes. Now, if you would please hand it over, and your notes as well.
We aren't giving you anything, Michaela snapped. I don't think you are in a position to make demands.
We are from the Ministry of Magic, one of the other R's piped up.
Which isn't America. Aren't you breaking some sort of treaty or rebellion by barging in here?
Michaela insisted, her own eyes flicking to Luna and Wheeljack, both of which looked equally exasperated.
This is ministry business, Harry insisted.
He glanced out the window to be sure the dour American wizards were outside in their black suits and hats.
Joint mission with the Americans.
Wheeljack really didn't mean any harm, Luna finally said.
Be that as it may, this isn't something we can allow.
Michaela glared, and if anything, Harry flinched.
I am disinclined to acquiesce to your request. Come back when you have a warrant or something. We aren't handing over anything to you. I don't care what you said, Michaela glared. Do you have documentation?
We don't.
I don't care. We aren't giving you anything, she said with finality.
Harry glared.
She has a point.
One of the R's behind Harry pulled off his cloak, revealing a bright red head of hair. Followed by another, the second was a woman with equally red hair.
Hello, Luna.
The red-haired woman smiled and gave Luna a little wave. This was messily done.
Jenny,
Harry hissed.
It was,
the red-haired man piped up. Maybe we should do it their way.
The bureaucracy, Harry snapped.
Michaela coughed.
Right. Why don't we just all chill?
She glanced over at Wheeljack. I'm sure no harm was meant.
None at all, Wheeljack said, looking like he was going to melt into a puddle that very minute.
Luna patted Wheeljack's leg armor. This was turning into the worst mess she had been involved in an age.
It's fine, you can have it, if it really is such a secret. I know my people have enough that we won't share. Like, what's this green stuff? The red-haired R asked as he lifted a beaker.
Ron, no!
Luna rushed over before it bubbled over and exploded in his face, covering him in green goo.
It wasn't even his potion.
Now that's more my style, Wheeljack laughed. He tossed a chamois cloth down. And that isn't much of a secret, just lunch.
Oh dear,
Luna shook her head. It was going to be a full day of wizards and robots now. The end.